Okay, well, if you eat it all ground up, what do you call it when it's bleached and whole?
Bleached and whole? You mean a whole grain?
Uh-huh.
Corn?
Okay. Instead of... Well, if you serve it that way, do you call it corn or do you call it what?
Well, it would be hominy.
Okay.
And
then if it's ground up small, what is it?
That's cornmeal, I would call it, would it, or not?
Well, I
didn't
use that. Yes, you have, I bet you.
Mush.
If it's no into a small, and you cook it just like you cook rice.
I have
never cooked. Yeah, you have too. Well, I'm thinking of something, a grits, isn't that made from hominy?
Yes, sir, it is. Grits.
Okay. That's what I was kind of about. You don't.
But we don't.
But I knew you'd know what it was.
Yeah, it's true, but I wouldn't have never thought of it.
No, I wouldn't either. No.
Well, let's see. Out here on the side of the house, Miss has a little
flower yard.
Okay. Or instead of yard.
Shrubbery.
Well, she grows her flowers in a what? Not in a field, but in a
the yard.
Okay, well, only you call the part of the yard where they grow in the what?
Flower bed.
Okay. Actually, you said the word I wanted before, a garden. What else would you grow in a garden besides flowers?
In a garden?
She's got some other things growing out there in her garden.
It'd be the shrubbery or...
What else is she growing out there? And I know you must have watched it.
Tomatoes? Or
okay.
That she has got some tomatoes out there.
Yeah, I noticed she has. That's why I guess that. Well, let's see. You put tomatoes sometimes in salad, don't you?
Yes, sir.
What else might you put in salad?
Now, ladies, you getting into this cooking business that you know I don't know.
Well, I figured you know what you was eating.
Oh, well, I just know the name of it. salad, you know, if it's salad, I know it's just salad to me.
Well, what's in it?
Lettuce and onions.
Okay, anything else? What about those real hot little red things with that are white inside that grow in the ground?
Iced potatoes.
Are they about that big around?
Onions.
Okay, but they're red?
Radishes?
Yeah. And, let's see. I reckon that's all I think of it. Well, suppose you take your cornmeal and cook it with milk or water. What do you have?
Cornbread.
No, I mean if you cook it into just a kind of a porridge or something, like oatmeal.
Mush?
That's what I want.
Lord help me.
Okay. Well, let me see. If you get some real tough meat and your teeth aren't as good as they used to be, you might say that meat is hard to... What?
Well, you could say it's hard to cut or it's hard to chew.
That's the word I want. Okay. And you say, before I swallowed it, I... What? Using that same word. Chew.